Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This week we are preparing for the Feast of Divine Mercy. And today I want to help you understand the feast and prepare well. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. This Sunday is Divine Mercy Sunday, a day to receive very special graces for yourself or a deceased loved one. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, "My daughter, tell the whole world about my inconceivable mercy. I desire that the Feast of Mercy be a refuge and shelter for all souls, and especially for poor sinners. On that day, the very depths of my tender mercy are open. I pour out a whole ocean of graces upon those souls who approach the fount of my mercy. The soul that will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and punishment. On that day are open all the divine floodgates through which graces flow. Let no soul fear to draw near to me, even though its sins be as scarlet. The Feast of Mercy emerged from my very depths of tenderness. It is my desire that it be solemnly celebrated on the first Sunday after Easter. Mankind will not have peace until it turns to the fountain of my mercy." That is amazing. Jesus said that this Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, anyone who will go to confession and receive Holy Communion shall obtain complete forgiveness of sins and the punishment of purgatory. And on that day are open all the divine floodgates through which graces flow. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. To understand Divine Mercy Sunday and its benefits, we have to understand the Divine Mercy Indulgence. According to the Catechism, an indulgence is a remission before God of the temporal punishments due to sins whose guilt has already been forgiven. Now, by temporal punishment of sin, we mean the bad consequences caused by our sins. And essentially, there are three bad consequences that come from our sin. First, by mortal sin, we destroy our relationship with God, and we lose His divine life dwelling within us. By venial sin, that means less serious sin, we still harm our relationship with God. Second, by our sin, we damage our soul. Repeated bad actions become bad habits that we call vices, such as pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust. Those are the roots of all bad habits. But there are other things like resentments and selfishness and use. And if we're full of vice, if we have vice that dominates us, then we're vicious people. And that destroys our happiness and the happiness of everyone around us. Third, our sin harms other people, and it causes a ripple effect that floods out into the world, affecting all humanity. Our sin is like terrorism. We set off a bomb by our sin, and it's impossible to know where the damage will end. And there is long-term collateral damage caused by our sin that we can't fix. Once you throw the stone of sin into the water, you can't reverse the ripple of harm. Now, the Divine Mercy Indulgence is not a get-out-of-jail-free card. That would make it superstitious. But in His mercy, God offers us a way for the damage caused by our sins, both in ourselves and in the world, to be healed, even when those consequences extend far beyond anything we could repair by our own efforts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Divine Mercy Indulgence is not some medieval superstition, but the indulgence does something we can't do on our own. That is, repair all the damage we have caused to ourselves and others. By confession, God forgives the guilt of our sins, and he restores our relationship with him. And with God's help, we are called to repair the damage sin has done to our own soul. That's why penance must follow the sacrament of confession. So, how do we repair the damage? Well, by receiving Jesus frequently in the Eucharist, spending time each day in prayerful meditation, especially making concrete resolutions to help us grow in virtue. Because, see, growing in virtue heals or conquers our vice. We also learn to accept with patience and even cheerfulness the things we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change. That really heals our sin at the root. But we also have to try to repair the harm we've done to others by asking forgiveness when needed and doing whatever we can to make things right. Yet, even after all this, there's still things in us that no matter how hard or how long we try to get rid of, disordered attachments and vices, we just can't heal it on our own. And we haven't even considered the harm we've caused others that's way beyond our power to undo and the ripple of evil we've sent into the world. But by the Divine Mercy Indulgence, God says to us, I will heal in you what you can't fix. And I will take care of the people you've harmed, and I will undo the damage you've caused in the world, because I can handle it. So you don't have to worry about that any longer. And I won't hold you responsible for that ripple effect any longer. God will undo and heal all the damage we have done to ourselves, to others, and to the whole world. Now that is mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The Catechism in paragraph 1471 teaches that we can gain an indulgence for our loved ones or strangers who have died and gone before us. Saint Faustina recounts that God allowed her to see the suffering of souls in purgatory, and these souls often came to her asking for help. She responded with great zeal, doing everything she could through prayer and sacrifice to assist them in reaching the joy of heaven. In fact, in her diary she writes, "When the soul of a certain young lady came to me one night, she made me aware of her presence and made known to me that she needed my prayer. I prayed for a while, but her spirit did not leave me. Then I thought to myself, 'If you are a good spirit, leave me in peace, and the indulgences I will gain tomorrow will be for you.' At that moment, the spirit left her room, and she recognized that it was a soul from purgatory." We can help our family and friends in purgatory with the divine mercy indulgence, so we should obtain it for them. This is a great act of charity and mercy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Each day we are participating in the Divine Mercy Novena that Jesus asked us to do. And we're offering it for our loved ones on earth who are far away from the faith. So let's call them to mind right now. Jesus said, "Today bring to me the souls who live apart from the truth I revealed, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is, my church. As they return to unity with the church, my wounds heal, and in this way they alleviate my passion. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of... Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the abode of your most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too come to extol the generosity of your mercy. Even for those who have torn the garment of your unity, a fountain of mercy flows from your heart. The omnipotence of your mercy, O God, can lead these souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who neither know nor follow the truth of Jesus, who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to let everyone know that this Tuesday, everyone has a chance on our app for a fantastic Q&A with Dr. Troy Hinkle. He's a brilliant theologian, part of School of Faith, and really does a masterful job answering questions and helping you go deeper into the topics that we've been meditating on. So I want to encourage everyone, just go to our app this Tuesday at 6:30 Central in the community space, and there you'll find it. Very, very helpful. Teresa, we should let everyone know that in order to obtain the indulgence of Divine Mercy Sunday for yourself or for someone else, we need to go to confession, and we have 20 days before and up to 20 days after the feast. So within a month, basically. Mm-hmm. So this week is a very important time to go to confession because we're just a few days away from the feast. Then on Sunday, to go to Mass and receive Holy Communion, to pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, and then take part in some devotion in honor of Divine Mercy, such as venerating the image of Divine Mercy, praying the chaplet of Divine Mercy at your church or at home with your family. In this way, we can obtain the Divine Mercy indulgence for ourselves or for others, especially our family and friends who have died and gone before us and who need our help from purgatory. So what strikes you about this feast, this meditation?
I think you'll probably relate to this, but I think there are some days we do this, we feel better than others. And I feel like a lot of today I'm just trying to, you know, when you actively feel bad and you're just trying constantly to be like, all right, God, I want to do the right thing. I want to offer this up. But that's a very constant thing to think about. So that was kind of taking up my mind today.
What?
Not feeling great, trying to offer it up. Trying to refocus, but it's kind of, what I mean is it's not, A, it's continuously distracting, but when it's continuously distracting, I feel like all you can kind of do is just keep talking to Christ about it.
Yes. Yeah. You know, this is one of the themes that is so prevalent in the life of Saint Faustina.
Yeah.
And that is, we will get into this in more detail this week because we're going to really go in depth. But she contracted tuberculosis. And then, and it was undiagnosed.
Mm.
So she was suffering.
Maddening. I couldn't imagine.
Suffering horrendously from tuberculosis. And at the same time, all the sisters in her convent thought she was just lazy.
Uh-huh.
So they were persecuting her while she was literally dying. And Jesus came to her and he said, and I'll share with this with everyone this week. He said to her, I need your suffering to rescue souls. Now, I don't particularly like this because I'm looking for a way to get to heaven fat and happy.
Yeah, you want to help God out on your terms.
I want to help God out without suffering.
Yeah.
And the fact is, whether you're a good person or a bad person, a saint or a sinner, everybody has suffering. The real issue is, are we going to leverage that suffering or are we going to waste it?
You're going to have it either way.
Going to have it either way. So, but I particularly find it hard to offer up suffering because when I'm suffering, all I want is I just want to get rid of it. That's it.
And for some reason, we have this strange instinct as people that we either want to get rid of it, and if we can't get rid of it, we just want to curse and kick our feet about it.
Yeah, because it is, it's so frustrating, especially chronic suffering.
Yeah.
Suffering that's not going to go away.
I couldn't have imagined what St. Faustina went through because tuberculosis wasn't curable and it was terminal, it was fatal, but it was also a long suffering and you never knew how long that was going to take.
Right. Well, I mean, you have incurable rheumatoid arthritis and what do?
You live with it, but it does take a lot of daily trying to choose something other than kicking and cursing.
It is amazing, though.
Sometimes all you can do is just try to choose something else.
It is amazing, though, when I'm in the midst of the worst suffering, how a really good conversation,
mm-hmm.
something that will absorb my mind,
yeah.
all of a sudden takes me out of, I don't notice it.
Yeah.
And then when that great conversation, the thing that absorbs my mind is gone, boom, I'm right back into the suffering. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Which is why you either want to find as many great conversations as possible or try and get in the habit of having that conversation with God whenever you're really trapped in the midst of it and you can't get out of it and there's not a great conversation to be had. He's kind of the last guy you can talk to.
Yeah, yeah. I find that twofold, if I can offer it up and then get my mind absorbed in something else, a great conversation with somebody. You know what I find when I'm really, if I can do something for somebody else?
Yeah.
Like if I go babysit the grandkids or if I'm making a meal for the whole family, I can feel rotten. Like all I want to do is be, but my mind is absorbed in this other thing. And you know, it's very fascinating. The pain center is not in the body, it's in the brain. Which means if we can get our brain focused on something else, It can help tremendously.
It's true. And I think part of our anxiety and our stress and our panic about it is that we think since there's nothing we can do about the pain, there's nothing we can do. And it might be true that there's nothing you can do that will reduce or change the pain, but there are still other things you can do.
Yeah.
Like you said, with prayer, with doing something else, with sacrifice, with even just activities, things that they don't help, but they help with the mind.
Exactly.
And feeling as if there's something to do at least helps with the panic.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And the worst thing you can do is just fixate on it, dwell on it.
Yeah, because the number one option that we want is off the table, but it doesn't mean we don't have options.
And it is offering up suffering is one of the most powerful forces at our disposal to help the very loved ones we're fearful that they're going to go to hell. So at the very least, we've got to start practicing offering it up. Now, I'm not saying you don't have to like it. You don't have to feel good about it. You can be angry at your suffering. You can be depressed. You can be fearful. You can hate it. And you can still offer it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still of value.
And probably the greatest witness you can give your fallen away friends and family.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you're suffering today. What would Faustina tell you?
Nothing good. Probably something I don't want to hear. I'm sorry you're suffering today.
What do you think she'd tell us? I think she would tell us, I'm sorry. I'm with you. I'll help you. Don't panic. Just offer it up. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.